This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Women object to being called baby. I've used that term before.
I guess it depends who's calling us that.
Well, I'm not calling you babies, but I have called people, one person anyway, that I care about, baby, from time to time. What's the term of endearment? Jennifer Horn is here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause for the DJB.
Round of applause. Doug.
She's Jennifer. Victoria. Okay, so what term of endearment do you appreciate best, Jennifer?
Hotcakes.
Sweet cheeks.
Okay, there you go.
Probably
that.
I have a couple. It depends on the person. My grandfather used to call me Buttercup.
Aww.
And so I love that, and
good
I love the song because of him. Oh, thank you.
Nice. I didn't say it was about you. I just said it's a good name for a cow.
My dad calls me Kid.
Yes, he does.
And my mom calls me her little superstar. And all of them are so sweet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's funny.
She's very cute.
What about you, Victoria?
What
does Lewis call you?
He calls me... What does he call me? He calls me Babe a lot.
Babe. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, pretty much that. Babe or Baby. That's pretty much it. Okay, I call him Honey or Sweetie.
Honey or Sweetie, isn't that
Yeah,
sweet?
Or Babe, whatever.
I don't want to embarrass you,
I know, see, they're interchangeable, yeah.
Yeah.
What do your parents call you, though, as a little kid? I mean, what was that like?
I don't know. We're not really big on nicknames in my family. So, like, when I was a little kid, Victoria, I guess, was too difficult for my kindergarten teacher to say. So she started calling me Vicky, and I got upset, and my mom had to go and talk to her.
Never use that.
Yeah. I'm just not a Vicky. No offense to Vickys out there. I'm just not one of them.
No.
So I was Tori for a while when I was a little kid.
Really? Tori.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it.
I would get...
Do not like it.
Carabara, every now
that's
and then.
Cute.
From
that's
my,
really
my
cute.
My sister used to call me Carabara. I think my dad used to call me Trouble, if that counts as a nickname.
Is that your father? But I was on your Facebook page. Your father the one with the beard?
Yeah.
Really?
Big old beard, lots of tattoos.
Yeah.
He looks like straight out of Duck Dynasty.
I haven't seen him before. I'm trying to remember why I was on your Facebook page. I was looking for...
Stalking you.
Yeah, well, now I know what Doug was doing this weekend.
Right. Well, I was on yesterday. I spent a couple of hours on Facebook cleaning stuff up and moving things around and that sort of thing. And I happened to see you and this dude with the beard. And I wondered if that's Kara's father. So,
yeah, he's an anomaly of a kind of guy, because he does look kind of Duck Dynasty-esque, but he's really, really not. He doesn't own any camouflage, and he does ride a motorcycle, but he also rides a bicycle. I came home on Saturday afternoon, and when I got home, he was leaving to go to work on his motorcycle, and then I went out, and when I came back again, he was just getting back from a 23-mile bike ride, so...
Really?
He does lots of stuff. Yeah.
Good for him. Kara's father works at BWI Airport in Baltimore, and that brings me around to seeing a tweet from a United passenger which has caused them nothing but trouble, and maybe that's appropriate. This is a witness claiming she saw a gate agent block a couple of young girls from boarding a flight because they were wearing leggings.
Huh?
Yeah, and the kids were like, they were 10, weren't they? They were like young kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spandex is not allowed? Huh? What are you talking about? So
I feel like spandex should be the only thing allowed on airplanes. it's breathable.
What in the world gets into somebody's mind a gate agent who should be paying nothing, no attention or anything other than whether you got your ticket or not, and you're on the right flight... She's looking at the legging of a 10-year-old girl? How in the...
This was an interesting story, though, because just skip to the end of the story, and it turns out that they were on... They were, like, friends and family, like employees, and that they have a dress code when they travel, and so that's why they were stopped. But the interesting thing about this, as this mommy blogger, who apparently has a pretty big following, as she's tweeting about this gate agent and the interaction with these two young girls... she's basically putting, you know, putting United on blast, and it turns out United really didn't do anything wrong in this case, but it's the power of social media, and, I mean, it's gone viral, and there's so many people now who are just refusing to fly United because they read the headline of this story, and this is kind of how fake news gets spread around.
It is, the fake news, or the question, well, I didn't get to that either. I read the first two or three paragraphs, and I thought, okay, well, this is worth spending a little time on, but now... Yeah, the damage was done. There are a lot of reasons to take shots at United. This isn't one of them, it would appear.
Yep.
All right, their main competitor is American Airlines. American talking today, their stock, American stock went up 6% in value on Friday, and nobody could quite figure out why. Well, on Friday they couldn't. Today they can. American is in talks with China Southern Airlines, which is the largest airline in China, to have a strategic tie-up, which could involve American investing in China Southern or China Southern investing in American. So it will be China-American Airlines. That'll be good. That'll work a lot.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that'll just make it better.
Oh, absolutely it'll make it better.
Wow.
Anyway, so as a matter of fact, there were so many shares being sold Friday afternoon, they had a halt trading in American Airlines stock. So this is a very interesting reality because there is now, I think, there is a move afoot to allow... Remember, the reason... Well, you still can't have a majority of ownership from a foreign entity, and that's the whole reason Virgin America fell apart, because it was Branson's idea, but he let four guys who were airline executives... couple from American, a couple from United, I think there's one from Continental, be his partners. So he put up 40, he put up the money, but he could only own 40%. He couldn't own a majority of the stock because he's not American. So he owned 40% of the stock, and these other guys aced him out and said, we want our money, even though they didn't put any money into it. Branson put all the money. This is, I mean, it's a sort of an interesting way of looking at how American business works. So these guys... One of them is a guy named Carty, who is a real clown, who really did a lot of damage when he was running American Airlines. And he and a couple of other guys, I don't remember who they all are, but I know that Branson asked former managers and presidents of airlines to come on his board to run Virgin America. But Branson put up the dough. So Branson puts up the dough because he owns the Virgin brand. He lets these guys run the airline, and they had a board of directors, but the reason they were successful had nothing to do with these other guys. Look at the Virgin brand. Go into a Virgin America plane and tell me that that's not unique in American flying experience, as getting into a Virgin plane to go to England or to go to Australia isn't a standard sort of experience. The planes are different, the food's different, the ambiance is different. It's different. And people respond to it well. So Branson sets up the airline. Yeah, I'm surprised because he's a very smart guy. He didn't see this coming. So anyway, the other members, there's I think five members of the board. Branson's one, and there's four other guys. These are the guys I'm talking about. So and they're all given a piece of the airline for their work and getting it through the regulatory process and making it successful and promoting it and that sort of thing. So anyway... Along comes Alaska Airlines offering $2.6 billion to buy Virgin. And Branson says no, but the other four members of the board say yes, so he's outvoted. So he gets his percentage of 40% of the ownership or whatever it was that he put in. So he's going to end up with about $1 billion, but he doesn't want to sell it. He wants to keep the airline going because it has a unique brand and it does well in marketing. People would rather, I know my kids, they're given a choice, they get on Virgin all the time. I know a lot of people.
I would only fly Virgin too. If I could. Yeah.
Right. So now they've sold it to Alaska. Alaska will water it down. It'll mean nothing. And I don't even understand why Alaska wanted to buy it because there's nothing unique about the markets that they serve and they are going to keep the brand. So it means nothing. It's bad. It was a bad decision on Alaska's part because they're not going to get anything out of it. All the other airlines are cream them. You know, all they have to do is go into a price war, and that's the end of that. There's no unique market. You can't get on a Virgin plane and go someplace that nobody else serves. They just have gone into other markets and served them better. That's why they've been successful. Alaska is not a successful airline when it comes to being unique. They offer a product and, you know, they're fairly well known for the old Alaskan on the back of the plane, but that's about it. And so what's going to happen is that, everybody's going to get a lot of dough out of it, but it goes no place. And I don't remember why I started telling, I was talking about foreign investment in Branson and how it gets in the shorts. So whether China buys into American Airlines or American buys into China, Southern Airlines, I'm not sure. I actually can't predict at the moment, and I'm a pretty good watcher. I know what's going on with airlines, and I don't really know which way the wind will blow here. If China Southern comes in, they can only buy 40%. I don't know what the restrictions are on an American company owning an airline in China. But because there is so much money in Asian travel at the moment, American has, I believe they have from various places around the country, 84 flights a day to various destinations in China from Chicago, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, their hubs. And that's a lot of big planes carrying people to China. So big business, big business. See where it all plays out. But it's kind of interesting to see. So many people are flying. This summer is supposed to be the busiest summer ever. And already, if you've noticed, if you're trying to buy tickets for summer travel on airplanes, good luck finding a cheap seat. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy find. Now, here's an interesting take on this. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona have given airlines a tax break at the expense of the city of Phoenix. Legislation was signed last Friday, capping the amount of jet fuel Phoenix is allowed to tax for each large carrier. So if you if you're an airliner, like American is the main carrier in Phoenix, you spend more than $2 million a year on fuel, and Southwest is a big carrier there too, then you won't get taxed on anything above the $2 million. And the city of Phoenix will pick up the difference. 20 minutes after the hour here. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Imagine imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The time I really am a big fan of Barry Manilow.
You're a fan of Low?
I am. I find his music captivating. His stories are great. His real name is Barry Pincus, and he's made a lot of money being very smart. He was a pianist for Barbara Streisand when he first got started. She discovered him. And
really?
Then, yep. And then he became working with her on the piano. He was very good. He was very clever with musical beds and stuff. And he developed about a dozen jingles for various companies. Made lots of money. The McDonald's jingle is his, among others. You Deserve a Break Today. That was him who figured that out, created that. And he's done that with lots of other companies as well. And then he just went public. He became very popular. He's adding an interesting twist to his voice with a concert series in New York. It raises money for human rights organizations. He's going to show up next month, April 18th, at Town Hall in New York City. Concert for America, Stand Up and Sing Out, which is going to be streamed live on Facebook. He'll join, Vanessa Williams, Lisa Lampanelli, Andy Cohen. Proceeds from the benefit will go to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Southern Poverty Law Center, National Immigration Law Center, and the Sierra Club. You can get tickets from $30 to $250. Pretty typical, though. He's done a lot of that over his career.
Yeah. I love that it's going to be streamed live on Facebook so we can all watch it. That's great.
Yeah. Fabulously wealthy, because he's written most of the songs that he's performed, mm-hmm. and he has at least 40 songs that have made it into the top 10, and at least 10 number one hits over his career. So, anyway, that's his story. Here's another guy got a great story to tell, Eric Clapton, in the musical news. This is one of my... Thank you, Kara. How'd you know this is one of my favorite Eric Clapton songs? After Midnight. Crank this up. Will you hear from him? He put a couple of his concerts off this weekend. He's supposed to be at the Forum in Inglewood, but he had severe bronchitis, and so he's under the doctor's care. He's going to have to reschedule them to September 15th and 16th. I would have actually gone had I known. I've never seen him in concert, but I would like to.
I've seen him twice. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yes. And he does this song.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him do it twice. It's great.
Yeah. He's 71 years old and only been on two shows this year, both of them at Madison Square Garden. And, you know, the guy's been around for 50 years in rock and roll, so he's got a lot of stuff to sing, a lot of stories to tell. So let's hope that he gets better soon. Another fella is going to have a good long career, someone for whom I have developed lately a lot of respect for, John Legend. There's a fella charged in the theft. Was it last week we talked about his bag had been stolen and had $25,000 cufflinks in it? Was in an airport luggage cart. How would someone have known that would be a question?
I don't think they would know that, but if you see, I don't know if you saw it with John Legend, but if you see a Louis Vuitton bag, then the bag itself is probably worth enough to steal.
Oh, is it?
Oh, oh for sure. Yeah. Yep.
A man's Louis Vuitton makes women's pocketbooks. I didn't know.
They make luggage. I mean, they started as a luggage company, so they still make like travel duffel bags and things like that, and they're very, very expensive, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Are they?
Yeah. So he just got a bonus, I guess. This guy opened it up and found cufflinks that were from Cartier, another $25,000.
So he'll never see that again.
No, apparently they returned them. They caught them on surveillance video. Some 63-year-old dude walking through JFK, and he's the one they caught him on video.
28 after. Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
I'm Bob Derrico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Over the years, we've learned that living in the most lawsuit-happy society on earth imposes on American consumers what some experts have called a hidden lawsuit tax. It doesn't appear on the bills we get, but it's built into the cost of everything we buy, like groceries, clothes, and cars. That's not the only hidden tax paid by American consumers, though. There's also a regulatory hidden tax imposed by the government bureaucracy instead of the courts. According to the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the total cost of complying with all the federal regulations each year is $1.8 trillion. To put that into perspective, complying with all the regulations costs more than all the money the federal government collects from individual and corporate income taxes combined. Let's be fair. When we look at how large this hidden tax is, it's easy to see why regulatory reform has become such a big priority, not only in Washington, but in state capitals, too. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back at it here. Conversation is king on the DJV experience with all our different perspectives. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. Did you see, Victoria, the things that I posted over the weekend? Did you check out the DJV experience yet?
Did you post the PETA thing?
Yes. I posted it. I don't remember what I may not have put it on DJV. I put it on my own because it was so horrendous. I'm not sure I put it there. We can do it. I can move it over if you think I should. If it's not there, just let me know. I forgot what I'd put up there. Three or four things that I thought would be of interest and import. Sports news coming up with Biff and Biff. In a few moments. First, though, let's talk about celebrities. I noticed that I watched this show last night a little bit, Big Little Lies.
Oh, I love that show.
Quite a powerful Vanessa, not Vanessa.
Nicole Kidman, right?
Nicole Kidman's in it.
Reese Witherspoon.
The woman from Divergence, who also
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. And
she's the actress, you'll probably remember the story. She was very big in the protest of the Dakota pipeline.
Right. Yeah.
She got arrested, yeah.
Yes, right. She's. I was told by somebody who knows her, she's a granola.
Was that person who knows her Victoria?
I believe I did say something like that, but I don't know her.
She's the kind that doesn't wear deodorant and stuff, right?
Probably. Anyway, so Reese Witherspoon celebrated her 41st birthday with her husband of 6 years. She said, quote, 6 years ago, I was lucky enough to marry this wonderful man. Isn't that sweet? She added, he makes me laugh every day, supports me in everything I do. Happy anniversary. So instead of the guy's name is Jim Todd. Instead of her focusing on her own birthday, she focused on their sixth wedding anniversary. Isn't that sweet? Yesterday.
So they got married
make it
on
all
her
about
birthday.
Her, on her birthday, yeah.
Huh.
Didn't make it all about her. Celebrities seem to exist most places in a way that's different than our celebrities here do. And I've noticed that more this past winter in Los Angeles. There is a rather strange culture. People get obsessed. These buses and trucks and people that go around in Beverly Hills, especially in Hollywood, going to the homes of stars, supposedly. Most of the time, they're wrong.
Oh, you mean the tours?
Yeah.
Map of the stars?
Yeah, most of the time, they're just dead. Yeah, I mean, they're homes of, like, you know, somebody that lived there 50 years ago.
But it's frightening.
But it's
fun. I was reading something, what happened to Goldie Hawn. She was approached at a Japanese restaurant by a fellow who acted like he knew her, and he just went right up to her and said, put out his hand, how do you do, Goldie? I'm Fred, whoever he was, and I want your autograph. Well, I mean, put yourself in the position, any of us, in that kind of a position, and whether you're a celebrity or you're not, if somebody walks up to you and you don't know them, and they act like they know you, isn't that kind of strange? Don't you feel a little awkward? Do you feel uneasy, uncomfortable?
Yeah, unless you're an actress or an actor, and you know that people do think that they know you. I mean, I don't know how you're surprised. I don't know. I mean, when people are in the entertainment business, they can expect some level of fame, right?
Well, I do. How far does it go? Al Pacino, woman took him by surprise on the street in front of his house in Beverly Hills and thrust a DVD at him of one of his movies.
Oh, boy.
Asking him, she'd been waiting for him to come out of the house and asking for him to,
creepy. Yeah.
To
it's creepy.
Sign it. Yeah.
Creepy, but not surprising.
I guess that's why a lot of celebrities end up in New York, because New Yorkers don't care.
They don't pay any attention.
Yeah, I mean, and there aren't people waiting outside of your house. I mean, New Yorkers pretty much know where celebrities live, but, you know, no one's camped out. Sometimes paparazzi is, but that's
Well, but
different.
You got John Lennon, who got shot in New York.
Well,
that was
because everyone knew where he lived. I mean, that's, I guess, typically, though, New Yorkers don't mess with celebrities. We just don't care.
A lot of times, I think in Los Angeles, it's different depending on where you are. The locals pay no attention, but the people who come there to see him. I remember once my father and I were in New York, and I don't remember why. It was for some business thing. I think when I was in college, and my father was trying to get me to go into his business, so he brought me to New York to do something or experience something. And we were walking down Fifth Avenue, and the strangest thing, because in this circumstance, who we saw was a guy who was very famous Western actor. But he was in street clothes, and it just you had to look at him two or three times before you recognized him. His name was Lee Van Cleef, who was a very famous cowboy actor in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He did a lot of spaghetti Westerns, but he was a tough dude. Most of the time he played a good, tough guy, but once in a while he was a bad guy. And so he was tall and had this very distinguished look, but almost like a Shakespearean actor. But you look at him and you know it's Lee Van Cleef. And but you didn't pay. You know, I noticed it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't run over and say, oh, look, there's Lee Van Cleef. I just noticed who he was. And I think you get a lot of that. But in New York, you're right, Victoria, nobody pays that much attention to who's wandering around. I'm wondering about what it is about celebrity that seems to get people, especially maybe in Hollywood, even the people that go to Forest Lawn, they want to walk around on the headstones of the people who were dead that were famous.
That's weird. People do that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Brandon Lee is probably the greatest example of that. In Seattle, you can go. I mean, that's like a tourist destination in Seattle, is to go to that grave.
Yeah. Yeah, jeez. It is. It's just weird. Weird, weird, weird. All right. So, speaking of weird, Jennifer?
Thank you.
There is a new drip-free wine bottle on the market.
Ooh, like it.
Yeah, technological breakthrough. Da-da-da-da, da-da.
I hate to lose a drop, you know.
Right. biophysicist Daniel Perlman came up with a way to prevent glass bottles from dripping down the side during a pour. He did it with a wine bottle, because apparently he likes wine. After trial and error, he found that using a diamond cutting tool to carve a 2 millimeter wide, 1 millimeter deep groove just below the lip of the wine bottle was the simplest solution. So what do they have now? I was thinking about the wine bottles I saw last week as a wine expert during the wine show that CRN does with the gentleman's dad. I was there, and I didn't depict.
I was there.
I was there occupying time.
I was there.
Yeah, right. So, and I even have proof. Look at the Facebook page. There I am, wine expert Doug Steffen. So, what about what do they have in the? Is there something different about the bottles that are used now for wine, or is it just like a milk bottle?
In terms of, I mean, they're not like a milk bottle because they've got like a smaller. Like a pour spout, like milk bottles are wider around at the top. So wine bottles are a little more narrow, and they have a couple of little lips on the bottle, like a little, you know, a little grooves at the top. But you do get, when you pour, sometimes if you don't twist your wrist when you pour, sometimes you get a little drippage down the bottle. They sell all sorts of gadgets to try to prevent that from happening, but...
Yeah. But we have little, like a ring that goes over...
Yeah, it's a ring that goes around it, right?
Yeah.
It sort of sounds like what you use. I was putting oil in a tractor's crankcase on Saturday, and the mouth of the oil, it was a quarter oil, a jug, was too big to fit into the hole in the crankcase. So I was trying to find a funnel to get, it was pouring rain, and I just put it in. And
that makes you think of wine because of what?
Well, because of the...
the dripping factor?
Yeah. Right, thank you for saving me, Victoria. Yeah, the drip factor. And so apparently it's not just generic, it's not just wine. I notice when I pour something out of a bottle of milk when it's a glass bottle, that leaks, that drips too.
Right.
Right?
Well, I mean, this guy's invention, I guess it, when you look at the difference between the top of a wine bottle and his wine bottle, it's very minute, but it's an extra little lip that I guess he added to it or cut into. So I guess the way physics works, when the wine would have to sort of do a leap over the bottle or over the ridge to get in order to be a spill. So I guess that's how he fixed that problem. I mean, it would be great because, you know, wine, we drink red wine and we have a marble coffee table and as soon as you get a drop on there, it stains. So it would be great.
Red wine.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to have that. I just don't know if, you know, bottle manufacturers are going to change their systems.
How quickly they'd incorporate that.
Yeah.
All right, we ready? Where's our sports intro? Time for Biff and Biff. To get at it here, a couple of items of interest. How come both Fox and CBS want Tony Romo? What's so great about him?
Exactly. Well, he's available. That's what's so great about him because, you know, he got let go from the Cowboys. So now, because of his age, he hasn't had a lot of offers. So it used to be he was...
He's 37 years old, for God's sakes. What do you mean because of his age?
Well, he's old for a quarterback.
That's old for a quarterback. Exactly right. And so there's a lot of talk that maybe he would have gone to the Broncos or the Texans, but it looks like maybe he's going to be added as a team analyst to the ESPN-CBS team that would broadcast the games.
What do those guys make? A couple of million? What do they make as much as a football player for being analyst during the season?
Not as much as a football player, no.
No. Okay.
But I mean, it would. He's handsome. He's well spoken. I mean, it's. I think it would be the right move for him. Not every guy who, you know, ends up who leaves the NFL can actually go into broadcasting. You know, and so he just happens to be one of them who could make it. So yeah. I think it would be a smart move instead of trying to play. He's kind of broken down. I mean, he keeps breaking the same collarbone.
That's just the thing. Do the Broncos want to go after someone who's only got another year or two in him that's injury prone? They just did it with Peyton Manning. Do they want to just start building up their franchise with someone younger? I mean, that's really the question. Yeah.
All right. Roger Goodell, everybody's favorite NFL executive. is after the Oakland's new plan. Is this moving Oakland to Los Angeles? What's this? What is this deal? What's the problem?
That vote, I think, could even happen today. I mean, they're voting on it this week to move the Oakland Raiders to Vegas, and the city of Las Vegas has already pledged $750 million in public funding to build the stadium.
I'd be throwing a bomb, a Molotov cocktail, in the city hall.
They want them. I mean, the Vegas market's now going to start having a hockey team this next season.
But trying to tell me, Jennifer, there's not enough cash infusion from private owners of casinos, et cetera, to bring in. What do they need public money for?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Steve Wynn, isn't he involved in the hockey team?
I don't know who's involved. I think I feel like it was either him or the Maloof brothers. I can't remember, but it's somebody that's behind him. But the Raiders have made it clear that they wanted to leave. They wanted to come to L.A., but L.A. had the Chargers and the Rams already wanting to come, and now we know that the Chargers are coming next season. The Rams were already here. L.A. cannot support three teams. It'll be questionable to see if they can support two. So if they want to go, Vegas is awfully hot, but they've got the room for them. So there you go.
But they don't have any locals. Who's going to go?
That's what they say about Los Angeles, and the Rams have been working. I mean,
but Los Angeles isn't as transient as Las Vegas by any stretch of the imagination.
The good news is that you could actually go to see the team that's playing. I mean, you know, there's the opposing teams that come. I think people that come to Vegas for a weekend might be intrigued. They might want to go see a football game while they're in town.
Mm-hmm. Remember, when it happens in Vegas, it stays in Vegas.
I wonder if you could do live betting, by the way.
I was just going to say that. I wonder how the sports books are going to go, having a team there, having hockey and football. That'll be interesting.
11 before the hour.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
For for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
At 53 and change past the hour to visit with Uri Geller. Uri and his website, urigeller.com, responsible for lots of really cool information about what's going on in your mind as a mental... Well, some people call Uri a mentalist. I don't know whether I agree with that. It's always... sometimes I don't like labels, and Uri doesn't like them necessarily either. But you are... And people search for ways to describe you. And so I think that comes out of discussing what makes you tick. People are different. Go ahead.
I like the word mentalist because it really it doesn't tell you anything about what you do. It basically tells you that you're a mental case, and that's it. mentalist is a person that has kind of maybe supernatural powers, mm-hmm. but it doesn't write it out clearly. Therefore, when one labels himself a mentalist, he either has real, genuine powers of the mind or supernatural powers, mm-hmm. or he's just a very good magician. And I remember when I started my performances in 1968 in Israel, the poster usually said, "Come to a fascinating parapsychological evening with Uri Geller." Don't forget to bring your broken watches and your spoons. So people really didn't know what to expect. And when I demonstrated telepathy on stage, it really looked more like some kind of a mental exercise of the mind. And this is what I do today. I teach people how to exercise their brain, because, you know, scientists do say that we use only about 10% of our brains. Can you imagine if we would be able to use 11 or 12 or 15? I think that's where teleportation kicks in. I do believe, I know it sounds like it's taken out of a science fiction movie, but someday we will be able, with the power of our mind, to teleport ourselves from point A to point B. And that's the future.
A lot of people think that you're assuming a lot when you come up with that stuff because everybody's mind is different. I think some people will not be able to get out of their own way in order to do that, and other people will with training or skill or maybe just by learning themselves how to do it. It's a belief in yourself and what you can do that determines your destiny. I think there are a lot of people who say, well, I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Look at your beginning. Yeah. You didn't come from anything that was great, and look what happened to you.
You're absolutely right. But you see, Doug, you also have to look at years passing by. 6,000 years ago when, humanity started understanding what is writing and talking and language and so on. And 6,000 years is relatively a very tiny portion of time. You know, we are about a quarter of a million years old, that's all. Can you imagine what will happen a million years from now? A million years, you know, our brains are expanding, our skull is growing. You know, I have at home a rock crystal. It's a skull. It's made from rock crystal, but it has an elongated brain. It looks like an extraterrestrial's brain. So this is why we think that extraterrestrials master teleportation, because they can activate UFOs and fly through the universe. We will be doing that someday too.
Well, there are pictures of the old Egyptians. There are pictures of people that didn't look like they came from that area, or even from the planet Earth. I have long said this. I think you've heard me say it before. I don't believe that we developed here on this planet at all. I think we came from different planets around the universe.
Very much so. I do believe, too, maybe a UFO crashed, we kind of rolled out of it, and that's how humanity started.
Yeah. And then there's that, the crystal skull I know you're talking about reminds me, for people who want to visualize it, if you saw the Indiana Jones movie, I think was the second from the last one, that focused on the crystal skull, that's kind of what you're talking about. It looks like that.
Exactly. That is a part of the film. Someone made it for me after seeing the movie. But then I have also skulls that are like 2,000-3,000 years old that were used for rituals.
All right. So there's always something interesting. You see pictures of all of this at Uri's website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com, who joins us with conversation 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.